This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Chicago, springtime is finally knocking on your door. The snow and ice may be gone, but are you ready to step out in style yet? It's time to make over your ride at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the true glam team of SUVs. If you're thinking about springing forward into a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to see which one puts the spring in your step. Need the power and durability of a Silverado, the all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer, the spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or the sporty, city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to shine like the new spring sun. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest Chevy dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
What is something you just did for your kids? Like, hey, I have no idea what I'm doing, but I'm here because my kids want me to be here. 314-531-9898. Kids have a way of putting you in a place of like, hey, I had no interest in this, but now I'm interested in it because you're just interested in the things your kids are. 314-531-9898. Or sometimes they can bring you back to something you haven't done in years, decades maybe. And you're like, okay, I'm doing this again. And that's for me was going ice skating. I haven't put on skates and done any type of ice skating in what feels like forever. It might be like decades since I did hockey or anything like that. But we went to one freaking hockey game one time, and now my son is playing hockey in the basement. He's running around. My favorite part about his hockey is he puts on his socks, but with the grips on the opposite side, so he slides around the wood floors.
That's fun.
And he's like, I got to get my hockey skates on. And he's been asking to take him skating and go skating, and so we took him skating this past weekend. I was so sore, and I was so wobbly on the ice, and then my wife is like, I'm not going skating, you're taking him skating, and so I have to take a four-year-old skating and hold him up. I'm barely holding myself up.
Oh my
gosh. I was so nervous to take him skating.
Did he have, like, something to hold on to? Like, they have, like, little trash cans or something that...
So, like, when you go to, like, free skate, you have to, like, wait for those buckets for him to, like, lean on, and they're all taken. And so, like, waiting for a four-year-old just to sit around waiting for the bucket, and he's like, let's just go. And I'm like, well, you can't skate. You've never been on ice before. And I barely can skate.
Need a bucket.
Yeah, I needed a bucket, I felt like. And I also didn't want to, like, show him that I was wobbly. I wanted to show my confidence. But I was like, as soon as I stepped on the skates, I was like, whoa, like the deer. I was like, whoa. But we did it. And it was so funny because it did bring up all these memories. And it's so funny because my wife is like, when's the last time you went skating? I was like, my dad used to bake, like, freeze the ice in the backyard. She's like, you did? And I was like, yeah.
Wow.
I was like Mystery Alaska. People,
awesome.
I used to do all
my
that stuff.
My mom made me wear a helmet when I was ice skating till I was like 15. It was so embarrassing.
I think we posted pictures of us. I think my kid was supposed to be wearing a helmet because my wife goes, all these people are wearing helmets, bro. Yeah. Why does our kid not have a helmet on?
Oh, come on.
I was like, Katie, I have no idea what I'm doing. He's interested in this. So I took him to the place and rented skates. I had Like, you just do whatever your kids, like, if they're interested in something, you want to keep it and fire them up.
Oh, yeah.
And so I had no idea what we were doing, but we went skating and he loved it. He was like, I'm so good at this. I'm holding him up like 99% of the time, but it was a blast. I mean, I was wobbly and I'm sore and my hips hurt.
All I'm going to say is if he keeps this interest up, you better get another job. Because if he wants to play hockey, that is like the most expensive sport a child can play.
We were at like Once Upon a Child, like returning like stuff and just waiting around. And there's like a hockey store next to it. And so we walked in and it's like a glove or a puck. It was like out of my budget. I'm like, what? Like ice skates, you'd have to like get like, you have to drive Uber like nonstop as a second job. Like it's so expensive. Yeah. When I played hockey back in the day, I just used all my cousin's old stuff. I would just have a bag of all his old smelly hockey stuff, which smells terrible.
Hockey bags are different. My brother played hockey and I can vividly remember being a small child like gagging from the smell of that.
Yeah, your son wants to do physical activities. My son just wants me to watch him play video games. Like, his thing is like, hey, Dad, okay, I'm going to play Fortnite, but you can't bring your phone down when I play, Dad, because you got to watch me do a round. Okay, aww. I'll do that. But he got a new one, Marvel Rivals. So we spent like a couple of hours watching every character and what their powers were.
Oh, wow.
I loved it.
It's funny because, but even like Fortnite, you probably didn't know anything about Fortnite, but now you know a lot about Fortnite.
Yeah, and I'm not physically hurting myself. I'm just sitting on a couch.
Yeah, well, we're on their Switch, man, because I am sore as hell. All right, so if you have an interest where you haven't done this in like forever, it's been like decades, but I'm busted out the skates again, or you're like, I had no idea this was a thing, but now I'm all in 100% because my kids are into it. 314-531-9898. Now we're partying commercial freestyle on the Brett Maga Show. Kids have a way of bringing you back to something that you haven't done or seen in decades, or you could just be invested in something completely new. Like, I had no idea, had no interest in this, but my kids are into it, so now I'm into it. 314-531-9898. It has been a while since I had put on the hockey skates. I went to one hockey game one time, and now my kid is running around playing hockey, super interested in it. And so we took him skating. Like, immediately it was like, okay, if you want it, if you're interested in it, I'll take you skating. And then it brought me back on the ice. I'm like, I'm going to fall. I haven't done this in forever. I used to play hockey in the backyard. And then it just made me think about it. I was like, I used to play pre-hockey. This is what hockey days were. And I felt like one of those guys, you know, where like,
where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Like, they talk about back in the day, my high school team, that's what it was. Mm-hmm. Like, back in the day, I used to do some blading. you know what? For me, the other thing, though, is I think most parents do this, but my mother-in-law sent us a text message saying, I just want to show that you say that this is an appreciation post. You two are amazing to watch parent. The patience and joy is immeasurable. I just realized that your son showed interest in ice skating and hockey, and you immediately took them ice skating. Like, my heart can't handle you guys.
Aww.
And I think that was like meant a lot, but I think that's what all parents do. Like, if your kids are interested in something, you just jump into it.
Right.
Yeah, we have some texts about people being interested in your son's interests as well. One of them says, hey, Brett, we listen to your show every morning, and my boys were so pumped to hear that Theodore loves hockey hockey and skating. All three of my boys play hockey. They would be happy to take Theodore skating so that you don't have to be his rock.
Thank God.
He needs that.
Yeah, yep. He's like, now right. My son's going to be like, oh, so this is what it feels like to be stable on the ice.
Yeah, this is real skating.
Yeah, exactly. This is real skating.
And then we got some advice for if Theodore, like, really wants to get into hockey. We got a text saying, if he wants to take up hockey, start by getting used gear at Played Against Sports. That's a great recommendation.
Oh, that is good. Yeah, because it is so expensive. I'm like trying to be bad at the ice skating. But like, yeah, see, this thing sucks. You don't want to do this. It's super expensive. Angie. You did something for your kids. We're like, well, I haven't done this in a while. It brings me back to the good old days, huh?
Right. So the weather's been nicer. My kids want to get out and jump on the trampoline. I used to be a tumbler and a cheerleader in high school.
Oh.
They're like, come on, Mom, let's see your front flip. Let's see your back flip. And I'm like, okay, hope I don't break my neck or pee my pants after.
That's awesome that you would even get up on the trampoline.
Yeah, I was going to say that this game stopped at trampoline. Did you do the front flip and back flip too?
I did the front flip. I did a knee flip and a front flip. I didn't think I could wing the back flip without getting hurt, so I did not commit to
that. Or without peeing your pants.
Wow, yeah. Just hearing your story made me want to pee my pants. That's impressive, Angie. Wow. See, that's what happens
when you're 40 years old. I'm impressed that I could still do it at 40 years old, so I'll take it.
Yeah, yeah. We applaud you, Angie. Yes.
Mama still got it. You know, that's what it is, though. Kids, like, tell you, like, can you do this? Like, I have my kids watching. I better be able to still do this. Sarah, your kids brought you back to something that you used to love back in the day. What was it?
So my preteen just has recently discovered Gilmore Girls, Gossip Girl, and I forgot to also mention this, she's also discovered VHS.
Oh, wow.
That's funny.
So we went to a thrift store and she was like, hey, Mom, can we get these? I was like, a VHS? Like, and it was like a brand new VCR still in the box and everything. Of course, my husband, you know, he's a sucker for his daughter. And he was like, sure, baby, we can get those for you. She thinks the VHS is cooler than streaming.
Wow. Kevin, you're cool, though.
I am cool.
Kevin uses the VHS, though.
Yeah, stay on the line. I've got some videos if you want. If she's a fan of the Disney films or Thomas the Tank Engine, I got them.
She just found the original Star Wars trilogy.
Talking Kevin lingo right there.
Yeah.
Kevin's about to lose his mind. Kevin's going to be part of your family.
Yeah, Kevin's going to adopt another daughter.
That's right.
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh, yeah. I think we've gotten up to like 25 VHSs for her because she's so obsessed with them. Like, she has like a wall of a collection starting at the moment.
Guys, how much you want to bet next Monday when we come in, like, what'd you do this weekend? It's like, oh, I was hanging out with Sarah and her family watching some VHS.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right, exactly.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious. Josie, what is it that you picked up for your kids?
My son is also 4, like Brett's son, and he has recently become obsessed with Pokemon. Mm. And so my husband and I downloaded Pokemon Go on our phones for him, and I am fully invested. I play the game even when I'm not with my son.
Oh!
Love it.
I am, like, obsessed with leveling up and battling, and if my son wants my phone to play Pokemon Go, I'm like, don't use all my Pokeballs!
I don't even know what a Pokeball is, but I love how you're, like, so in on the Charizard and the Pikachu and everything, right?
Yes, we are very, and it's fun because it's something we can do together. You can follow different routes, like around the city.
Oh, I see people at the park doing the Pokemon Go.
Mm-hmm. So it's cool. It's something interactive and fun for us to do together. But I'm also like way more invested than I ever thought I would be.
Do you have a favorite? Do you have a favorite Pokemon?
Yes, I love Jigglypuff.
All right.
I love how you just busted it out out of the moment, too.
Yeah. My son knows, too. Yeah. And yesterday we visited a store at, shout out St. Peter's, Poke Nerds store out there.
Respect.
It is fantastic. I love it. So shout out to them. But yeah, it's great. I'm fully invested in Pokemon now.
It's so funny when your kids' interests become your interests. Yeah. And now you're living at Poke Nerds.
100%. Yes.
Thank you so much. Nicole, you're doing a great job, Mom. We appreciate it.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.